was lunchtime on Christmas, and all through the house, not a crumb was to be found by me or my spouse. I had been working, and she had been ill, so 'twas no food in the pantry to bake or to grill. The presents were open, the dog and cat fed. We showered and dressed and made up the bed, but feeling quite peckish, we wanted a bite. DoorDash wouldn't deliver till later that night. On that unseasonably warm and sunny winter's day, we hopped into my big red Chevrolet sleigh. Around we drove till the gauge was on E, so hungry we could have eaten the whole Christmas tree. We drove past the IHOP, but the line was too long, and McDonald's on Christmas just felt a bit wrong. The Kroger was closed, the donut shop too. We needed something to order and chew, when what to my wondering eyes did appear? A bright neon open sign in the rear view mirror. We peeled through the stop sign at the end of the block, past the gas station to the neighborhood walk. China Dragon number one next to the closed CVS seemed to be the solution to all of this mess. Could it be they were open for dine-in or take-out? I crossed my fat fingers, dreading a fake-out. We parked in the empty lot with hope in my belly that it wouldn't turn out like the market or deli. Sure enough, the door opened like the gates of Nirvana. I'm about to order whatever I want. The combo plate seven with an egg roll and rice, or the chicken lo mein with medium spice, crab rangoon, egg drop soup, mugu ga pan. I'll order them all and eat what I can. Now dumplings, now wontons, now General So, on beef with broccoli, on spicy kung pao. We settled our tab and tipped the young waiter with plenty of leftover cartons for later. It won't be too long for we're hungry again, and we'll finish our feast on the couch in the den. As we tore through all of those lunch special platters, we knew being together is all that really matters. I hope all your holiday fortune cookies say this: good cheer to you and Merry Christmas.